Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Adirondack County's formal request to increase its sales tax 0.25% on Tuesday. Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas says officials in the rural county had discussed the idea for 4 years, and he personally lobbied the governor to support the increase.
He said to me, "What's it mean to you? What will it do for Estes County?" And I told him we have a $6 to $8 million budget gap, and there's a quarter of it right there with your stroke of the pen.
The state legislature approved the county's request in June, clearing the way for the governor's approval. Essex County Manager Dan Palmer calculates the 0.25% increase in county sales tax from 3.75 to 4% will bring in between $1.8 and $2 million more revenue annually.
We've had such a tremendous loss of revenue over the last 5 years. The state revenue and the federal revenue has all been reduced. This helps to give us a head start, maybe a little bit, on our revenue collection. It doesn't take care of the gap, but it certainly helps.
The county faces a nearly $7 million budget gap, so the increase in sales tax revenue won't fully balance the books. Douglas says the Board of Supervisors is looking at several alternatives to help close the remaining gap.
This here gives us another $2 million. The sale of the nursing home should be completed before we get into 2014. And we anticipate saving anywhere from $2 to $4 million there on an annual basis. We're looking at doing more with less, consolidating, and those sort of things, but this certainly helps.
Town of Moriah Supervisor Tom Scazzafava chairs the County Finance Committee. He believes raising the sales tax is a better option than trying to increase property taxes.
The Board of Supervisors asked for this increase with the sole purpose of relieving some of the property tax pressure. The property tax is the most regressive form of taxation that there is, in my opinion, because it's not truly based on one's ability to pay.
County Manager Dan Palmer contends that the county must raise revenues either through a sales or a property tax.
The advantage for Essex County to raise money on the sales tax is that we have nearly 1 million overnight visitors that come into Essex County. We have to build roads and we have to build bridges and we have to do all those things to support tourism as a whole, and they're contributing if, in fact, the sales tax is a little higher. And it means less of the burden is held by the property tax owners. I think it's just a fairer way to do it.
The hike in the county sales tax comes shortly after the state announced that the property tax cap has been lowered from 2% to 1.66%. Douglas says the impact on Essex County remains to be seen.
We've had a due diligence budget committee this year. We're looking at every possibility to save money. It's going to be tough to stay within the tax cap on the county level until we make up this budget shortfall.
The governor approved a request that allows the county to raise its sales tax. It must receive a final yes vote by the County Board of Supervisors. Chair Randy Douglas plans to hold a special meeting by the end of August, and if the tax is approved, he expects it will be effective in December. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.